Israel's new lethal onslaught on the Gaza Strip rages on. The attacks, which have been targeting and destroying residential areas, are claiming the lives of many civilians. Israeli warplanes and drones have so far bombed over 150 homes in the blockaded coastal enclave. Some of the homes were destroyed, with their dwellers inside them. According to rights groups, the intentional targeting of civilian infrastructure is a grave violation of international laws and norms. The Gaza Strip is home to around 1.8 million people living in heavily populated areas. The Israeli military says it has carried out hundreds of air attacks across the coastal enclave.
45 people used to live in this house, most of them children. Israel is targeting civilian homes and therefore killing women and children. I worked for many years to build this house, and I don't know how am I going to rebuild it.
In addition to targeting scores of homes in the tiny Mediterranean enclave, the Israeli Air Force has also targeted UN schools and areas close to hospitals and clinics. Most buildings in Gaza are built very close to each other, and when a house is bombed, many houses around it are either completely or partially destroyed.
Around 7 in the morning, we heard a small explosion, so everyone in the neighborhood started running away. Minutes later, we heard a loud explosion and debris started flying everywhere. All the houses surrounding the bombed house were damaged by the big explosion.
Gaza residents suffer from shortage of construction material due to years of Israeli blockade, and now those whose houses are destroyed in Israeli strikes are concerned how they can rebuild their homes. People of Gaza continue to come under Israeli attacks amid what they describe as an international conspiracy of silence. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.